You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson Common Council voted 6-4 against a resolution March 20th recommending that Mayor Rick Rector remove the Hudson Housing Authority Board of Commissioners. The Hudson Housing Authority has been criticized in recent weeks for the deplorable conditions in Bliss Towers, the public housing near the Hudson River waterfront. Representative John Faso toured the property and said, quote, "The living conditions at Bliss Towers are completely unacceptable. What I saw during a recent visit, combined with reading the recent inspection reports, made it clear that Bliss Towers needs immediate intervention by HUD," end quote. The vote at the Hudson Common Council was largely on color lines, with all the white council members voting against the recommendation to remove the mayoral-appointed members from the Housing Authority. Fourth Ward Alderperson John Rosenthal, First Ward Alderperson Rob Bouillon, Fifth Ward Alderperson Eileen Halloran, Fifth Ward Alderperson Dominic Moranti, Fourth Ward Alderperson Rich Volo, and Second Ward Alderperson Dewan Sarawar voted against the resolution. First Ward Alderperson Kamal Johnson, Third Ward Alderperson Shersha Mizan, Third Ward Alderperson Calvin Lewis Jr., and Second Ward Alderperson Tiffany Garriga voted to recommend removal. Common Council President Thomas DiPietro abstained. Those voting against the measure did not offer solutions for the conditions in Bliss Towers. Quote, "I am casting a no vote, but not because I didn't see things that need to be addressed and need to have strong support by some of the council," end quote, Halloran said. Rosenthal said he toured the site this week and, quote, "I'm going to vote no here because I want to do something more positive and supportive of the conditions there and the residents rather than something negative," end quote. Earlier in the week, the Housing Board Chairman Alan Weaver and Vice Chairman Randall Martin said they think Garriga introduced the removal resolution as an act of retaliation after Garriga was asked to leave her Bliss Towers apartment last year because she also owned a home on State Street. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Gideon Resnick reports in the Daily Beast that Democrat Cynthia Nixon reported March 22nd that she received more small-dollar contributions in one day than Governor Andrew Cuomo did in 7 years. Nixon's campaign for governor reported receiving 2,214 contributions of less than $200 on March 19th. Nixon's campaign says that since 2011, Cuomo has received 1,369 small donations. Asked about the difference, Cuomo walked away from reporters saying, quote, "I'm going back to Albany to work on the budget, and I'll answer your little questions later," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Beast. New York Supreme Court Appellate Division, 3rd Judicial Department, suspended Columbia County Attorney Joseph Battaglia, based in Ghent, March 22nd, from practicing law. Battaglia, who has been a lawyer since 1980, is under investigation for alleged professional misconduct, but was suspended because he, quote, "failed to fully comply with AGC's lawful demand for his information and records concerning these complaints." Moreover, respondent also failed to respond to AGC's numerous notices to appear for examination and failed to appear at any of these scheduled examinations at AGC's offices, even after being directed to do so pursuant to a judicial subpoena issued by this court, end quote. He has 20 days to request a post-suspension hearing, and if he does not reply in 6 months, he could be disbarred. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.